They're hard to come by.
That's true. Don't quit your day job.
No, or your night job, depending. There's some people who are listening to this program right now who are in the early morning hours. They are third worker, third shift workers.
Yeah, on the third shift. I like that. I like those people.
Starting the day, yes, right? It's all different types of folks listening, as there are lots of different types of folks in our reality. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the State of the Union. Positive. Committed. Renewed. We'll get you one way or another. All right, who
I like your gavel. I heard, I watched like a half an hour.
And?
And I thought it was okay, but really? What I heard underneath was more government and taxes. That was kind of what was whispering in my ear.
That's pretty much what it was.
Yeah, but, it sounds great. It's trickery because all the stuff he says just sounds wonderful. But if you think about it in between the lines, what he was saying was taxes,
same thing that
more government, taxes, more government. Yeah.
Right. Class warfare. All that stuff. Well, we're not interested in class warfare here. Everybody is equal. We're all the same. We have...
Yeah, and they keep pumping up this big middle class thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it resonates with people.
It does. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm pretty certain that the only thing I will ever be is middle class if I'm lucky.
Why?
Because I live in Sunland, California.
Why are there any classes at all?
Exactly. But it kind of annoys me when they say we want the world's largest middle class, because the reason people came here was to find the better life and to make it big and pursue their dreams. So why don't we ever think about that?
It's interesting. I'm reading because of my farming background. I'm looking at some of the responses from folks like the National Farmers Union. I belong to that. So they analyze the president. Every special interest group in the country will listen for some plug for their group. And so the president and the administration renewed their pledge to our energy independence. We've been listening to that garbage for 40 years. Yep, we're going to have energy independence. What's going on? We inherit the same problems that the last guy had and the guy before that and the guy before that. We import too much oil. We're too dependent on oil. Although I will tell you, it's pretty interesting here in California. How many vehicles are being powered by the compressed natural gas, which is pretty clean? And if it's doable on buses and some cars here, it is a little more expensive. But would you buy a car? We have these electric cars and the hybrid cars. Would you buy a car that was run on compressed natural gas? Why wouldn't you? It's much less expensive. Hard to find those pumps, though, now. Most of them are only available for commercial entities. But wouldn't that make more sense? Where's that? We hear all of this guff about, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. We have an economy built to last. We heard all of this stuff. We hear it, and you know what it says about us? A, we're gullible. B, we are hopeful. We all want to think the best. Yeah, all of these things are powerful, and they're wonderful, and they're something to aspire for. But where's the reality? And that's kind of where it all goes, kablunk. Because that's what it is. I think with a thud, most of what was said last night, and the Republican response, by the way, was the same.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Daniels, the governor of Indiana, who was viewed by many as a powerful potential presidential person, I like that alliteration, didn't want to get into it. There were a lot of inaccuracies on both sides, but there always are. So are we further ahead because of this last night? I guess one of the interesting things that you might want to think about, 800-510-8255, should you care to express yourself one way or another, because we're not going to spend a lot of time on the presidential State of the Union, because it was the same old, same old. But there is, I guess, an interview that ABC is conducting with the president this week on Yahoo. And so the question is, what's your question? So let's say, it's interesting the way these sort of the new entities, the New World Order, Yahoo, working together with ABC to present a forum for you to ask the president a question. All the questions that will be presented on Yahoo News Thursday and Friday will come from folks who are you and me and whomever, not the news media. Gingrich, I thought, was interesting. Let me just go back just a hair to what he said. I think it was Monday when referring to the lack of applause at the debate. Maybe it was yesterday because Brian Williams said on Monday night, you can't applaud for your favorite candidate, right? Wasn't mm-hmm. that? That was Monday night.
Right.
So Tuesday, Gingrich says, I'm not going to any more debates unless people can cheer and clap and express their love for me. No more debates.
Have there always been this many debates? I think people aren't going to want to clap anymore because they're like sleeping. It's every other night we're debating something.
It's ridiculous. All it is the news media's conspiracy with the politicians to get people to read more or watch more or listen more, and it's the same old gaff.
I mean, there have been a lot. How many so far? 20?
Blah, blah. 24, I think I saw somewhere the other day.
It's just, it is.
There's some good things that come out, but it's the gotcha stuff, and okay, what about his tax returns, and how much did he pay, and yada, yada, yada. And the class warfare, you know, it's so these phonies on both sides talking about, oh, we're going to have the middle class and yada, yada. Every president either has been wealthy or became wealthy after he was president. Bill Clinton, the most recent example, worth about $140 million now. Wasn't worth a plug nickel when he became president and not much more when he got out of office. $140 million. And by the way, Hillary's no slouch in that department either. On her own, she's worth about 40-some-odd million bucks.
Right.
So how do they get this kind of dough? Because they were president, they had influence, they still have influence. People are their friends, they want
books.
Yeah, of course. It's all of this stuff. Speaking engagements. Bill Clinton gets $45,000 every time he opens his mouth. So, of course, there is that. It's just, I'm for the middle class. I'm for the poor. Give me a break, you phony, phony, phonies. Okay.
Feel better?
I just think that we are, half of the people under 30 are out of work. That's why Ron Paul has as much oomph behind him as he does. And that's why these the Twitter accounts and Facebook and all these people that are using the new media, using the tools that are around and available to communicate, nobody's paying any attention to these people. It's like you're not going to put up somebody that the younger people are interested in. You might as well tell them to stay home. And I think that's part of this. If you're under 30 and you're listening to this program, who are you for? 800-510-8255. James is in Memphis, KWAM. Did you have a tornado there the other night? Night before last, I think it was. You get any tornadic problems where you are, James?
Not for me. I've been lucky.
Yeah, there were tornadoes that went through there the other night, right?
It was on the Arkansas side.
Arkansas side, okay. All right. So what's your thought on where we are, all these various issues? Would you ask the president a question if you could this week?
Yeah, I would say, hey, I watch a lot of BBC TV, and there's a show called Top Gear, and they're always testing cars that are getting 75 miles to the gallon on diesel. Why can't we have those cars here in America?
Because the present administration doesn't like diesel because they think that it befouls the air, when in fact it doesn't any more than it just, you can see it. If an injector's not working properly on a diesel engine, you can see what's coming out more than you can see if a spark plug, let's say, is fouling out. It's just because they're ignorant, they don't know any better, and it's just more of the same testament to people who don't want to know more. I think that's, you bring up something that's very good. Why don't we, I asked the question about compressed natural gas. Why isn't there more of that around? It's very plentiful, very cheap.
You don't want natural gas in your vehicle because natural gas has only got 70,000 BTUs to the gallon. Gasoline has 100,000. Diesel has 130. Diesel is almost twice as powerful for the combustible as natural
gas. How'd you become so knowledgeable about this?
Well, I've got a farming background, too, just like you do, and I've been driving a diesel truck for most of my life.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, all you got to get is a Popular Science magazine and just keep up with it for 20 years, and you'll know all this stuff.
Yeah. Cummins diesel is the best, right?
Well, it's got twice as much BTUs to the gallon as natural gas. Gasoline is in between. It's got 100,000.
Yeah. All right, so everybody needs to. The Europeans, you're right. My daughter, when she was in England at school, had a little Rover, had a four-cylinder diesel engine in it. Once a month, she would fill that thing up. You got at least 48, 49 miles to the gallon. So you're right, sir. Where's that play here? Where's that part of the discussion? Thanks for bringing it up. See how smart the people are who are listening to this program, Jennifer? Mm-hmm. 800-510-8255. What's new today with you? It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good inside and out.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The president had a bad milk joke last night. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
A lot of excitement in the air, especially in this town. The Academy Award nominations came out today. I think that's what happened. Isn't that exciting? It's that time of year. Yeah, today, instead of nominating 10 possible films, which they're allowed to do, the Academy only nominated 9. Yeah. Yeah, in other words, Chipwrecked got screwed. Yeah. I love that movie.
The best performance by a rodent goes to...
two of the big nominees for Best Picture are Tree of Life and The Artist. Yes, both... both were nominated in the category Best Picture that you've heard of but are never going to see.
Hollywood is abuzz today with news of the Oscar nominations, which were announced this morning. Did any of you get nominated? Me neither. I'll tell you what I did, though. I got up at 4 a.m. and spent the whole morning calling celebrities to wake them up and tell them they were nominated. Sorry, Abigail Breslin. Why do they have to call so early? It seems they could wait until brunch. It's almost not worth getting nominated, getting up that early. But there were some surprise nominees this year, including Nick Nolte, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for his work in the film Warrior. This is Nick's first major awards nomination since 2002, back when he was nominated for Most Maniacal Mugshot.
You knew they were... showing that mugshot while he was doing that joke. Jimmy Kimmel and Conan O'Brien. Some laughter from the late night shows. 800-510-8255. I will tell you something. Unless you guys have something to add, I can't see anything in the Academy Awards to get excited about. I don't recognize most of the movies.
I'm kind of interested
stars.
In seeing what's the silent film one?
The Artist.
The Artist. Yeah. I think that would be an interesting watch.
Yeah, but who's seeing these movies? Where's Gina Carrera?
Carrera.
They should have an Oscars for, like, just normal people movies.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They do. It's called the Razzies.
Yeah. That is true.
But,
I mean, I guess you get them a little at the Golden Globes because they have a comedy category. But they should just do, like, a regular people, like, best action movie.
Where the People's Choice Awards came in. Because, you know, they saw an opening.
Recognizing that what we've just said here, Richie, is true. The average person looks at this stuff and says, what's this all about? I don't go to those movies. Here's a good video, though, if you want to see something that's really cool. Go to DougStefan.com today and check out the Dancing Traffic Cop.
We've had him before, haven't we?
No, not this one.
Oh, not this one. Different.
No. Yeah. Here's a person who loves his job. We have all this talk about jobs and we got to get a good job and all the goof, guff, gunk that comes out of these politicians. Here's a person who defines loving his job, the dancing traffic cop. This is kind of an inspiration. These sorts of things, you see these videos, sometimes you have some audio that goes with it.
This is a different one.
Faster, happier, more fun. So maybe with all of this rhetoric about jobs, Do you love your job? Is our poll question today at DougStephan.com. Do you love your job? A, yes, it's the best. B, no, but I like my job. Don't love it, but I like it. C, no, but I've had worse. D, I dislike my job. E, I hate my job.
Ew.
F, I wish I had a job to love.
Mm, oh, right? That's sad.
It is sad.
That puts it all in perspective, doesn't
this
it?
Guy's the most
this guy's just a dancer dressed up like a cop. He's not doing. He's not directing any traffic.
How do you know?
I'm watching him.
Yeah, but you don't know whether he's a dancer or a policeman that could be a dancer. You're making a judgment.
He's funny.
He is funny. That's why we got it there. Video of the day. 800-510-8255. Let's see if we can find some people who have unusual jobs. A swell prize to the person who calls in the next few minutes, put you on the air at 800-510-TALK, who has a really unusual job. Jobs in the focus here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Just because it may be cold outside doesn't mean nature tours are off the list. Every winter, the Virginia Aquarium hosts two-hour wildlife excursions on a catamaran. Now, don't worry about the weather. The boat has a heated indoor section. Of course, January through April is prime whale-watching season on the California coast. The San Diego Maritime Museum offers whale-watching excursions aboard a historic yacht. Or hop on an actual research vessel for a seal search around Long Island Sound with Connecticut's Maritime Aquarium. This cruise is led by scientists who are collecting data for the aquarium's seal census. If you're a birder, flock to Arkansas for winter workshops and cruises along Lake Fort Smith and Pinnacle Mountain. And if you're really feeling up for a winter weather challenge, then go to Canada and check out large game wildlife excursions at Jasper National Park. I'm talking thousands of square miles with elk, moose, bear, and more at the largest park in the Canadian Rockies. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Good Day programs on the air. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden are here at your service and on your side. 800-510-8255. Doug at DougSteffen.com. Jen, what's on the Facebook page of interest and importance?
Well, you know, Doug, yesterday we were talking about something really important. Starbucks, actually.
Yeah.
Starbucks is getting ready to offer wine and beer in addition to coffee and tea. And so we asked, would you go to Starbucks for wine and beer? And we had lots of responses. Michelle said, no, only if they served Irish coffee, which I think is a genius marketing idea, Michelle. Alcoholic coffee drinks would be perfect for Starbucks. Mm-hmm. Margaret said, coffee only. Janet said, no, wine and beer for me at Starbucks does not seem right. Another Janet said, no beer or wine, just coffee and tea. Marianne said she'd order a grande latte, the collection of wine, coffee, and frothy something on top. That sounds kind of disgusting.
Ew.
Marty said, since they overcharge for coffee, I don't want to spend $10 for a beer.
Exactly.
Michael says, go with what you know. Richard said, big mistake is Starbucks losing identity, and many, myself included, will leave if this starts.
Mm-hmm.
Julie says, she doesn't know. She sees a bunch of yuppie drunks getting wasted at Starbucks.
On their way then, to work.
Yeah. And she said, then again, this is going to attract the hillbillies from the Ozarks as well. Kind of funny.
Right.
Rick said, that would be some awfully expensive beer. Janet said, tea, coffee and tea. Tom said, I don't go to Starbucks for anything. Debbie says, I don't go to Starbucks anymore. I go local, independently owned coffee shops. That's cool. Tony says, I never go to Starbucks. Terry says, heard they don't support the troops, so I don't go. Joanne says, stick with coffee and tea, leave the wine.
They don't support the troops? What does that mean?
I have no idea. I don't know why they don't
support
the
troops. Anybody know what that means? 800-510-8255. Do you know, Richie, what that?
I don't. Let me look.
Reference is? There'll be something there. The National Football League on Sunday, you know, all of the attention we give to things like football on television,
mm-hmm.
we do a disservice to our brethren on the radio. 24 million people listened to the two NFL football games this past weekend on the radio.
Oh, sure.
24 million people. That's a lot of people listening on the radio.
You know,
so I don't think it's all on television.
When you have the local things, a lot of times what we'll do is turn the TV sound down and
listen to
your
radio. Yeah.
Announcers because they're local and they're better.
Yeah, they are. You're right about that, Richie. A lot of people do that.
I mean, no indifference to Joe Buck.
Yeah. 800
broadcaster.
510-8255. Speaking of football, Joe Paterno gets laid to rest today.
Mm.
Amid those fools from Westboro Baptist Church still showing up, did they buy him off?
Yeah, you got Mean Joe Green standing out in front of his casket. I'm not sure that would be a good idea.
Yeah. Well, there you go. The solar storm, worst one in 6 years. Lots of radiation coming to the earth. Yesterday I went to the dermatologist, and they started digging around in a little thing on my face. If you were to see me today, you'd see this big patch on my face where a drill was stuck in there to dig around in skin and the flesh to see what this little thing is.
There.
And things, I have these little, because I'm in the sun, because, you know, farmers exposed to the sun. I'm on the sun all the time.
Do you use sunscreen?
No, I do not. I take Dr. Ken's word for it. I put a lot of creams on my face, but I don't. Dr. Ken says we need vitamin D, and we ought not to use sunscreens.
He says for a short amount of time. Yeah, you're out all the time.
Right. So I have these little things that got burned off with nitrogen, and especially nice on the middle of your back.
You might as well have put a tattoo in there. You could have had Charlotte.
put on my back. There's an idea. 800-510-8255. So we're talking about your job and whether or not you like your job. And the impetus for that is the video of the day. We have a traffic policeman who's dancing. Richie says he's not really a policeman. He's not directing traffic. He's just out there dancing. Brings us around to asking about your job. Chris, listening to KUGN, what do you like about your job, Chris?
Hello. I'm a taxi cab driver here for Oregon Taxi in Eugene, Oregon.
You drive your taxi
town.
You're a taxi cab driver, is that what you said?
No, I apologize. I'm a taxi cab driver.
Well, some of the cab drivers that I know are crabby.
Yeah. Well, not me. I'm pretty chatty by nature. We're in a small college town, so I get to talk to students from all over the world.
Oh, cool.
And I'm pretty curious by nature, so I always get a good chat going. And
How do you talk them up? Well, give us an example of the kind of conversations that you have with people in your cab, especially if they aren't from Eugene.
Well, typically where they come from, where they grew up, was it a fun place to grow up? I kind of glean as much information as I can. I notice people from Chicago are very proud of their city, and they're always enticing me to go visit. People from, let's say, Boston, not so much.
Now, Boston takes it. I agree with that, actually. Boston takes itself way too seriously. It has great historical importance and is an interesting city to go around. But Chicago is a friendly place. I think there's a magic to Chicago, frankly. What did you start to say, Richie?
Well, Chris, as a cab driver in a college town, you're making me think of the show Taxi Cab Confessions. I think late night college students in a cab has to be just pure entertainment.
It really is. I mean, for the most part, they're obviously young. They're away from home for the first time. They have some freedom. They got daddy's credit card. They're out having a good time. It's my job to get them home safely. I play a lot of Beatles, things like that, and we sing Hey Jude all the way home.
Cool. So how long have you been doing this, Chris?
Come February. It'll be 2 years now. I was a PC agent or an insurance agent here in town for many years till the economy took a turn and just kind of fell in my lap, and I've just been running with it, and it's been working out really fine.
But you work overnight, or are you just getting started now?
No, I sleep all day and I drive all night. I get from 7 to 7.
What does that do for your family?
In the morning.
What does that do for your family life or your personal life?
Well, one of the reasons I was able to leave the insurance industry, quite honestly, is I got divorced. My ex-wife is a dear friend of mine now, and I was sitting in my insurance office one day, and the economy took a turn, and I realized I really don't have to do this anymore if I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how this came about.
Hey, Chris, let me ask you something. Just as kind of fun, I played a few seconds of this Lenny Kravitz song, Mr. Cab Driver. And it's a song where... have you heard the song?
No.
Okay, it's a song where he talks about being a black guy, being passed up by cab after cab after cab. What kind of... I mean, that's obviously
Do you eyeball? Here's the question Reese's asking, I think. Do you eyeball the people who are your potential customers and ever say no to someone based on how he or she looks or is acting?
You pull up and then you pull away because something just doesn't seem right.
You know, that really never happens. Once again, we're in Eugene, Oregon. This is a very friendly city. It's full of very nice people, very helpful people. It's part of the culture here, and it has been for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. It's Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was thinking it's full of nice people like Storm Kennedy, who
is a sweet
person as you would find. And I found that to be. I visited there once. And I was very impressed with the whole feel of it.
Town.
I thought to myself, actually, there are very few places that I thought, as I think about my own farming routine and what I like to do on the farm, as I looked around Eugene, it looked like one of the places, the few places I found in this country, that I would also perhaps like to farm in. It seemed like a place that would welcome the kind of farming that I do.
Well, the Willamette Valley stretches from Eugene, which is the southern tip of it, all the way north to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about 100 miles north and south. And in the Willamette Valley is probably some of the richest soil on the planet.
Great wine from there.
Yeah, that's why the wines are so good. Yep.
Yep.
All right, Chris, good job. Thank you. And please continue to enjoy. Drive safely. 800-510-8255. In a moment, the story about a special ops team that's conducted a rescue mission and what has happened as a result of the rescue mission. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers at Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, a healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome.
You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We often are focused on some of the things going on in the news of the day, the events of the day, things that people will be talking about today. The Navy SEALs who conducted that rescue mission in Somalia last night, getting a couple of aid workers. One was an American.
Yeah.
The other one was, I think, from Denmark, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
they were kidnapped last fall. These Somalis, bad.
Yeah, but apparently not too good. Anytime our SEALs run up against these Somalis,
well, they all
like the pirates last year.
They don't have
bam.
Right. Yeah. So this is a good thing. I think that we as Americans ought not to tolerate this kind of thing. And I believe that it's a good thing. I think this is a way. Some of you may disagree. If you want, you're welcome to it. 800-510-8255. It seems to me this is an appropriate use of our military strategic strength. And I think this is appropriate to go in to places where Americans have been captured. And I don't know why we don't do more of it, because there are plenty of examples of it. Why don't we go to Iran and get the guy who's been charged if he gets convicted, he gets the death penalty, been charged with espionage. So why don't we go over there?
We tiptoe around Iran.
But you see, that brings to the surface.
Listen to the Iranians, we're responsible for blowing up that nuclear scientist last week.
No, it was the Israelis.
Well, yeah.
But at any rate,
whoever. But
listen to this for a second. The Somalis are, as you just suggested, Richie, an easy target. I have no doubt. I've known three or four Navy SEALs in my time, including a guy that I'm very close to right now who's 87 years old. But he, in World War II, was a Navy SEAL. This guy is as tough as nails. Still gets it. It shaped his life, being with the SEALs. And he can survive anything. And so I have no doubt that these people could prevail over the Iranians or any group. And they prevailed a lot in Iraq on areas that we never heard anything about, in Afghanistan the same.
Sure.
So they've been prominent because of what they did to get Osama bin Laden. And, of course, Obama took credit for that last night. But they ought to be used for this sort of thing more and not worry about the politics. That's my point here. The politics of Iran keep the SEALs from going in to do what they did in Somalia, because who's going to protest in Somalia? They don't even have a government there.
Right.
So it seems to me that this is good to know, and it was an appropriate use, and I'd like to see them do this sort of thing more often. Anybody agree?
Oh, absolutely.
800-510-8255. Okay. So to balance it on the other side of the scale for a moment, do you remember the Marine squad leader who was charged with war crimes in Iraq?
The 24 deaths.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was given 90 days in prison yesterday.
Yeah.
And a reduction in pay and rank. So that really is because apparently the judge said that he didn't have to serve the maximum. It was some kind of plea deal. He didn't have to go to jail.
He let it down, yes.
Right. So he will now be a private and he'll get out. They'll muster him out. But this is something, as soon as it was announced, people say, whitewash. So the only reason I present it is because we have two different sorts of, regard for what the men and women in the uniform do. And so it's frustrating. It represents pretty much everything in life. There's always the yin and then there's the yang. There are good people doing good things who know what they're doing and do it well, and then there are people who don't. The news media all too often focuses on the bad stuff, which we know. So I think it's time to give a little bit of thought to the good job that these SEALs, that's what they're supposed to do. Let's use them more to do things like that. I think that's the point, basically, of my opinion here. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Minutes after the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. This is one of the points in the program, one of the highlights of the program dealing with technology. So Shelley Palmer is here. Google, I'm going to give you a quick summary. You ready?
Ready.
Bring Google it. Bad, Apple good. All right? We'll find
Google
out how
bad,
those...
Apple
yeah,
good.
This yes. Google thing
Google
I
bad,
freak out over.
Apple good. And so that gets played out in a moment here on Good Day.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google is consolidating its privacy policy to share your data across all of its products. The new terms will combine over 60 current privacy policies, letting Google offer more personalized content. The new policy takes effect on March 1st and is another step towards Google unifying its experience. Yep, think Skynet. In other news, Wikipedia will become the first website being offered for free to mobile users in Africa and the Middle East. Telecom provider Orange has teamed up with Wikimedia to offer the data. Any internet-enabled phone with an Orange SIM card can access the site free of charge. And finally, Apple's earnings more than doubled for its first fiscal quarter. It reported a net income of $13.1 billion on $46.33 billion in sales. The 37 million iPhones they sold during the period probably helped. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. And my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
All right, so the Google thing is bad as far as I'm consolidating its privacy policy so they can share your data across all of its products. But Apple, $46 billion in sales, a cash balance of $97 billion. They sold 37 million iPhones in one quarter, 15 million iPads, 26% increase in Mac computer sales. Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow, wow, wow. All right, so here's another story that has gotten some recent headlines, and the ladies on The View are always good at getting to the heart of things just because they know what they're talking about and they have interesting opinions. So here they talk about the Zappos hacking.
There's an online shopping site called Zappos, and they have been hacked, exposing the personal information of 24 million users, including their email addresses, phone numbers, and the last four digits of their credit card. Now, do you think this will stop anybody from shopping online? I mean, is there anything to be done about this?
I want to say something first about Zappos, because it's a company where it's shoes. And we did a profile of Tony Hsieh, who is, you know, this is one of the wonderful companies that there are, I think. And so I was reading a little bit about this, and because I pay bills online, but I don't shop online because I like
to
sort of look
at
that.
You pay your own bills? Don't you have an accountant doing that for you?
I make sure that... Do I have to discuss my... I forgot what I was going to say. One of the things that people that when I was reading about this, they said that maybe you shouldn't use the same credit card. You do a lot of online shopping.
I do some.
And maybe you should have more than one credit card. Mm-hmm. Now I understood that it didn't take the credit cards at Zappos.
No, it took the last four digits. They did not get the whole number. No. That's on a different server.
Even though it's a nuisance to have more than one credit card, is that a good idea?
There's enough information there right now where someone could open up a new credit card based on all the information supposedly that they have, which poses a really interesting problem. How many people have ordered shoes on Zappos? Like, I totally have a million times. I just think I think it needs to be evaluated. You know when something asks you to save your information for future purchases? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe we don't do that. I'm thinking to myself, like, gosh, I'm so lazy. I can't even re-enter the amount of money and the credit card and the PIN single time.
The best thing that came out of that is the discussion of whether or not you should just have one credit card.
For online stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. You have
one credit card
instead of, I have four or five.
I use one.
Yeah. So there's another hour of conversations, Wednesday, the 25th of January. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, always good. 59 past the hour.